You look like a troll doll.
I love, only because I was making it stick straight up.
Yeah, but
But everybody loves it, and I love it, and I'm
it
so
looks
pleased.
very cool, but yeah, sticking straight up, you look like a troll doll.
That's fair. Did you see my adventure party that came with me today?
What? No?
I posted before your Zoom. Go Zoom up, and you can see the
Oh.
ensemble I brought with me.
Oh. Is that both of them?
Yeah, that's both of them, one on either side of me. Nobody else is home. It's just me.
So they're like, dog pile. Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat. We're just chatting now about Shan's dog, Lady. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good.
Okay, so tell me about Lady's beastly drinking.
Okay. Uh-oh. I think the family just came home.
Oh.
My bedroom door is open.
Oh.
Hold on. Lady, you need to go out? Is somebody here? Okay, she's not moving. She might hop over me in a minute. But so she drinks, she does everything like else gently. She gently takes treats from your hand, like that little delicate girl dog way, like when they're like, "Hi, I'll take this, thank you." When she drinks, she sounds like a beast, and then when she comes near you afterward, her chin is just soaked in water.
Oh my God, what is the deal,
I
pup?
don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but her chin gets soaked in water, and right now, because that's where the spray primarily was down her chin, it makes her smell a little bit more like skunk, and she hates it. She hates the smell, so she gets all sad.
The lady
So much
got
fun.
skunked. We haven't told
We
our
didn't
listeners this.
tell. Yeah, last week, my female dog, my mom's female dog,
Mind
my
you guys, this is the I think we've told your first skunk. We've talked about
think
your first
so.
skunking before. So this is Shan's second skunk incident since I've known them in the past. I've only known you for like what, 4 or 5 years now?
Something like that.
Yeah, and two skunk incidents. Meanwhile, we live maybe what, 15, 20
Yeah, we don't
minutes
live
away from.
that crazy far.
Yeah.
Now, this one we think we know why, though.
Yeah. I have never even seen a skunk in the wild in my life.
So, when I was growing up, I had a dog for several years, a big I'm sorry, border collie, like a big border collie, and we had no like squirrels, we had no raccoons, we had no cats in our yard, we have no skunks in our yard, none of it. Okay,
Possums.
I mean, every once in a while on the back fence, but not really.
Those guys are crafty.
Those our guys are crafty, they're also scared of like nothing.
No, have you seen what they look like? They're pretty intimidating themselves.
Yeah, but dogs go nuts to try and eat them. But when that dog passed away, when Ezekiel passed away, we didn't
Poor
have a dog for,
doggy.
I know, we didn't have a dog for a couple years. So that, like, he passed away in the winter, and that, like, summer, all of this wildlife started coming to our backyard. Like, just a ton of it. So the first one me and my ex saw was a raccoon, which was huge. And we were going outside to use the grill to make, like, this big old hunk of meat. I think it was a pot roast. Wait, no, it was something big, but it wasn't a pot roast. Maybe a flank steak? I don't know. Otis, come here then. Gotta love him.
Dog watch this episode.
Come here.
We're on dog watch. This guy is being annoying here too. What, you want to go on the bed, dude? What's your deal? Oh, it's a boy.
I don't know what you
Oh,
did with your blanket, but you can come sit here with us.
it's
Sit down. Sit down. That's where she's staying. You can't have that one. Thank you. But we had all these skunks. We had all this wildlife kind of thing. And the first instance we noticed of the skunk, and this was actually, I guess, this, they're like, we would see baby skunks. Like the little guys, they were really
Yeah.
cute. They were like running around our backyard, and we would like peek out the window and be like, "There's the panda cubs." We would not go out. We were smarter than that.
Yeah.
Then the following fall, we got Otis. Right? But it's fall into winter, so there's not really wildlife really around. I don't know how she managed to get skunked in the winter. Then that spring, one of the days that I had just like pulled Otis in or something, and we had gone to bed, but my little sister came home and my parents were all way out of the town. And my sister comes and Otis is acting like, "I have to go outside right now." And like she lets him out. And then I come out into the living room. I'm like, "He was just outside. I just got him back in. He shouldn't need to go outside." And Val's like, "I don't know." All of a sudden, homeboy comes bolting into the house, covering me in skunk. And I had to call out of work, and our boss was so mad because I didn't know what to call it because I wasn't sick. So it was like just texting her and like, "I have to take a
That was
personal
before we
day."
started working together, right? Or was it during?
No, it was during because it was during the pandemic.
Oh,
It was
okay.
2020.
Dang, so
Or
dang,
no, I guess it wasn't. I guess it was 2019, but I was for
so
some reason I'm going to Santa Ana to work with
that's two skunkings in 3 years.
So her dad let her, despite my mom's many, many "please don't do that," letting her out like super early. My dad will get up at like 4:30 when my mom gets up to get ready for work, let the dog out so she can go pee, doesn't put her on a leash. Homegirl's like real close to getting eaten by a freaking coyote, and we're like, "Please put her on a leash. Please put her
What,
on a leash."
she's been close to being eaten by a coyote?
Not actually, but like,
Oh.
if a coyote showed up in our neighborhood, my dad is not even checking. He's just opening the door at 4:30 in the morning and letting this little dog out into the backyard.
Oh gosh.
And we're like, "Please stop doing that. That's not safe." So he does it again, 4:30 in the morning. She didn't even make a noise. She just came running back. Like a tiny little yelp is what my mom said. And then she came running back in. What woke me up was the smell.
No, because you recognize it instantly.
Yeah, and it permeated the whole house because we don't have insulation.
Fuck.
And I have the back
Well,
bedroom.
you have insulation. You don't have ventilation.
No, we don't have insulation.
Insulation is the stuff that goes in your walls that like warms your house up.
Yeah, I know.
You ha All houses have that.
Okay, if it has, it has a very tiny amount. I'm dead serious. I've always been told growing up that there isn't really insulation in our walls. And my house gets very cold very easily.
Horrible.
And all we have is a central heater in the house. Point being, I also have the back bedroom, and so even though my window is closed, the smell is coming through the wall towards me. Plus they had to take her into the, like, they wiped her off a little bit in the backyard, but then they needed to take her into the bathroom to clean her, and the
They
bathroom is
get
right
like
next to my bedroom.
they like it got her like full spray.
On the chin, all down her neck. And apparently you couldn't see it with Otis because he's tan, but you could with Lady because she's mostly white. It's like yellow. In her
Weird,
nose,
it's like
in her
weird pee.
mouth. Yeah. In her nose, in her mouth, all of it. Like, she was miserable. She lost a sweater to it. She lost her new
No.
collar to it. So mom got her the same one, exact one kind of thing. Otis like was freaking out because he recognized the smell and did not like.
Yeah.
She's miserable. They took her the next day to the groomers. I still smelled a little like skunk the next day, or the same. Well, it was the same day because it was 4:30, and then I
Yeah.
had to go to work. And because the smell is just so pungent, I couldn't sleep.
Also, like a lot of people associate it with weed.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. So my backpack really smelled like it, and I had it hanging in the manager's office. I didn't even realize how
Everyone was
bad it
probably
smelled.
just like, holy shit, fucking shit
I
came in
made a
bait
comment. Yeah, I
today.
made a comment to a coworker about my dog getting skunked, and she was like, "Oh, I thought somebody just had a great weekend."
Damn, see, I'm
Which,
telling you, pe people probably thought you just went in with like that you forgot your fucking
yeah,
bong in your backpack.
and I work with kids, so I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm so like. Anytime I was like, I had a kid who like
The
wanted to be
cringe,
held the
the
whole time, and that she
secondhand
was there.
embarrassment is literally murdering
Yeah,
me right
I
now.
literally had a kid who like was like clinging to me the whole time that they were there, and I had to tell their mom, like, "I'm so like, look," and she hung on me just so you're aware. My dog got skunk last night, so my clothes probably smell a little like skunk, so she might. So like this parent didn't go home thinking I got high before coming in and watching their kid.
Or that you hot boxed with her kid in the room if the
Yeah,
kid smells like weed. Yeah, like,
yeah.
whoa.
So I was just like, hey, just a and not she's like, oh, it's okay. I have dogs, they've gotten skunk before, and I'm like, cool. I just wanted you to know in case you go home and wonder what the smell is.
I've never heard of a dog getting skunked. And apparently this lady's dogs have been skunked too. Damn, what goes on in Garden Grove?
Well, what we think it is. So, have we talked about my hoarding neighbor on this podcast? I think so.
I'm not sure if like how in depth, but I'm sure it's come up.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. He did get removed a couple times from the home for hazard.
Isn't it like condemned now or something you said?
It got uncondemned for a little, and then he came back, and then he got taken away in an ambulance, and they shut off his gas because he left his gas on. And they shut off the gas to the house, and they had to shut off the water because he was leaving that just running. And he would,
What
anytime
is
anybody would walk by,
wrong with this man?
he definitely has a lot, like, especially after cleaning that house, it really broke him. Because it was his stuff, and they like did it without him even being there because he's too old, and he's like 90, he was like in his 90s. So he wasn't gonna get it. So they had to shut off his water, and you would hear every once in a while him stopping random people to try and convince them to turn on his water because you could do it with a wrench if you had to.
Yeah.
But he didn't know how to do it, kind of thing, and didn't have the strength to do it.
Yeah, he's 90 something. He probably can't even manage to turn that bolt.
He is gone again. They still own the house. I don't know what they're planning on doing with it, but there's a bunch of sheds in the back. He had feral cats that he would feed so they would catch, or he wouldn't feed them so they would catch the rodents. And they were still there. So every once in a while, there's kittens and there's a bunch of feral cats in our neighborhood because of it. Yes, I know you're handsome.
That's the only thing that I have ever dealt with and still to this day deal with is a rabid gang of feral cats that runs my
They're
neighborhood.
not rabid, I would say. I would say they're feral and like don't like people, but I wouldn't say necessarily rabid.
No,
But
the ones
because
here are
of
fucking
that,
dicks. I don't like,
yeah.
yeah, no, I don't like these guys.
Because
Neither does
of
Draco.
that
Oh,
though.
there's probably one now. He just took off
Because of that though, the house has all that stuff in the back, so we think the skunk was there and came over into our yard from over there. And I'm sure there's like raccoons over there. I'm sure there are lizards and geckos and like all sorts of crazy animals. I'm sure there's standing water somewhere that's gonna breed mosquitoes next
Oh,
summer.
that's not good.
No, like nobody's over there. So I don't know. We'll
And
see.
it's uncondemned, so the city can't come in and like clean it or like
Yeah.
tear that shit down or anything, right?
Nope. It's
Fuck.
uncondemned. They like got like those giant like triple the size of the one at storage dumpsters, like those huge massive ones that you have to open the side and like walk into. Yeah, they had one of those when they were clearing out.
God damn. I want one of those for my house so bad.
But yeah.
Send my mom and my aunt into like conniptions because I threw all their hoarding stuff away.
But yeah, well, we're okay. She went to the groomer the same day because the groomer has like treatments.
Oh, do they? I did not
Yeah,
know that.
a lot of groomers will have like de-skunking treatments. So if your dog gets skunked and something's open, then
Like he's
yeah.
fighting something out there.
You know.
No, the so I said I have like the I have the rabid feral cats, and then once I think while we were recording this podcast, I believe, or it was Pod Boys, I don't remember. I had to go out there. I ran out there, and this man, I saw this man like tumbling and rolling around as he was trying to like fucking grab a possum. This man Draco. So he's fought a possum. I know for a
Good for
fact.
him. Good
I
for
know
him.
for a fact he's fought a possum. And yeah, the cats that are out there that he does not fuck with.
No, these two don't either. They're like fight. Well, yours like doesn't fuck with them like he leaves or he wants to. He yells at them.
No, I guess he doesn't fuck with them as in like this is my hood, you don't belong here, get the fuck out.
These two
I will
too.
fucking fight you.
They will
Don't
do
you
it to other,
dare. Don't you dare walk across my fucking fence right now. Are you kidding me?
yeah,
That's
like how
different.
dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Otis is like more wimpy about it. Lady will try and jump and climb the fence if she
Oh
sees
yeah,
something on the
this
fence.
guy too. He's
Otis, yeah, Otis stands back and offers bark support.
like
He's sitting here, being a handsome boy.
Oh, he's a baby. He's a baby. All right, well, that was your adventure with the skunk, huh?
Don't get in adventures with a skunk. Do not lick my face. Nope. You licked your junk earlier. Don't lick my
Yeah.
face.
Yep, they do that.
Oh my God.
All righty. I have a couple of topics
Ooh.
that I'm bringing today.
Gimme.
This first one, it's going to be an ongoing topic because I actually purchased something from them and received it today. So I will be sharing like my results and like see how it goes with me. So this is a site called Urban Legends, like Urban Legends, but herbs,
Yeah.
Urban Legends.
Yeah. I'm moving my microphone closer to me because Otis stuck his face in it. So I didn't think you wanted to hear him repeatedly breathing and sighing and his tags jingling instead of me talking.
Good
So
ASMR for
apologies.
some people. I
Maybe.
gotta
I don't
say,
know that. I don't think that we have any ASMR fans. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think our
I wouldn't
content
doubt it.
overlaps.
Yeah, no. So this is Urban Legends. They do organic ceremonial herbal blends that can be used as
Ooh.
teas, smokes, or vapes. It's a
Nice.
Black-owned and operated herbal shop located in Jacksonville, Florida. Herbs
Nice.
are handcrafted for stress, anxiety, focus, energy, meditation, and sleep. High quality herbs, lotion, candles, and bubbly bath bombs. Cannabis free, tobacco free, and pesticide free, and they're available for shipping, for free shipping, basically.
Oh, nice. Especially for the
So,
holidays.
they have a 25% off deal going on for the holidays right now too. So if any of these things sound like up your alley, make sure to go check them out. I, in particular, was recommended this by one of our friends. Shout out Ariel. She actually is the girl. Ever told you? Did I ever talk about the time that I got cupped on here? I
Yes.
think yeah. So the same girl who cups Akel
Nice.
and I, she recommended this stuff.
How did you put this in my shopping cart? I wasn't meaning to do that. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Go right ahead.
So
I'm just mad at myself.
the one that I got that was recommended was the Lung Flux blend. Because one, I get a lot of phlegm, and you know me, I'm always
Yeah.
like, I always have a lot of mucus and phlegm, and it's a bad time. But also, this is supposed to be healing and soothing if you smoke a lot of weed, which I do
Oh.
a
Is it
ludicrous
supposed
amount
to
of.
like help because like you are essentially, even though weed isn't like addictive necessarily, you are still breathing something into your
Yeah,
lungs
so it's not
that's
a,
not
it's not
oxygen.
it's not addictive or like as corrosive and destructive
Yeah.
as tobacco smoke. It doesn't have all the chemicals,
Yeah.
but yeah, but it's still like, abrasive to your lungs to be breathing in smoke like super constantly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? It's not like as
Great for you.
bad. Yeah, but it's
Otis,
not.
get out of her face.
So this Lung Flux blend it's a cleansing tea blend with mullein and spearmint that helps soothe and clear up excess mucus and phlegm. It's also said to help relieve inflammation, soothe nausea, and open airways. Promotes overall respiratory health while uses a tea or herbal steam. So, part of my anxiety attack from earlier this year that still hasn't ever really gone away. Remember, was the whole like I feel like I can't breathe type of thing too.
Yeah.
So this opening my airways and doing all kinds of stuff to like promote lung health, I feel is going to be beneficial for me in more than one way. You know what I mean? So
Nice.
that's the one I got. And I'm going to be trying it out for the next couple of weeks, and I'll see if I'll let you guys know if I notice any results, if it helps clear out my lungs, anything or anything like that. But yeah, they have a bunch of different ones for different uses. They have this Andromeda one. That's kind of more like a mood relaxer, kind of mellows you out. It has mullein, marshmallow leaf, lavender. You have to be careful because some of these
That's
have
I always have
lavender.
to be
Yeah.
careful with anything herbal. A lot of things will put like
And
things like lavender in it because
you will
lavender people love.
die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
breathing straight lavender into my lungs, not even diluted with anything. Yeah, probably not great for
it
me.
might kill you. Might
It
kill you.
might not be great.
Yeah, Blue Daga, which was created to put you in a euphoric, giddy state that promotes mental clarity and creativity. It's pretty intense that these have like such diverse effects and it doesn't have like weed or anything in it, you know what I mean? We got Blue Lotus that for centuries has been respected as an ancestral flower, which is known to help with meditative energy, enhancing third eye, and to motivate lucid dreaming. So if you're into that type of stuff, if you're like, a meditator and you like to explore other consciousnesses and expand your third eye and all that, Blue Lotus is for you. What else we got here? Lung Flux is the one that I got. Tantric Clouds.
The violet one also has lavender.
Oh, Tantric Clouds is it's like a aphrodisiac one for like promoting sexual activity.
Yeah, no,
Intense.
thank you. I'm
I did not.
good.
I'm okay. Pineal Toques is a blend for your spiritual practices, meditation or lucid dreaming. So another one of
Okay.
those, perfect for connecting and centering the self, truly relaxing and eye-opening. Oh, also, but it does get you a little drowsy, it says. Violet Haze.
Yeah, the Pineal Toques is the one that is got eye-opening minus the drowsiness.
Violet Haze is a lovely blend for any time of the day. It has a sweet, comforting aroma. It's perfect for pain, anxiety, PMS, promoting relaxation, and puts you in a happier, chill mood. This one also has lavender. Stay away.
That's what makes it violet. Yeah, a lot of I always know that going into it.
Lavender
Oh,
clouds,
we should
yellow.
talk about that.
What do you want to talk about?
The FDA is requiring companies to put a set if something is come in contact with sesame
Oh,
on
really?
the allergen list.
I did not know
Yeah, it's apparently become that it's like the eighth war like biggest one.
that. So you're about to find out just how many things you can't fucking go near.
Yeah. It
That's
also will make it easier because sometimes I'm really, really having to dive into these things to try and find
yeah,
sesame on it.
that's
So
what
it's
I'm
going to make that
saying.
so
It's
much quicker for me.
gonna be beneficial, but also very, very demoralizing, I
Yeah,
assume.
I'm going to be like, all right, cool. Okay. I already know that I cannot have most fast food chain East Asian food. Most. Not all, but can I not do, but it's just like, oh my God.
Can't even do like Wava Grill and stuff like that, huh? Like Wava Grill and flame
No,
broiling. Like,
actually, Wabba Girl shockingly does not have sesame.
that's insane to
I,
me.
yeah,
Are you
me too.
serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Wabba Girl is one of the only ones I can't have.
That's
I like
crazy.
looked it up to make sure it's not in anything. They don't use sesame. And I was like, oh, because I thought I couldn't for a hot minute there. But I can't have Panda Express even. Panda Express makes like everything with sesame.
Yeah.
Which is a common, it's a very good flavor to go a lot with a lot of different East Asian cuisines. It's a very complimentary for
No,
soul
yeah.
food cooked with that oil so you don't have to worry about it.
I fuck with sesame.
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
also got massage candles. You want to check out massage
Yeah.
candles?
We could check out massage candles. I was liking the wax melts.
Oh, wax melts. Let's
Yeah.
see. Oh, okay. So you put
Starry
them.
Night, I believe, has lavender in it,
I
but
think I actually have one of these things that you like the pots that you use to melt these or whatever.
yeah.
I think I actually have one somewhere in the house. I've seen it, but
You
I've
can
never.
get the new ones I saw, which are candle warmers, and you can buy a candle, and instead of lighting the candle, it's a hot lamp that melts it.
It's
So you get the smell.
like a candle lava lamp.
Yeah, but you get the smell then without the risk of the fire.
That's pretty fucking cool. It's
I do
also
approve of
better, like,
these.
so it's supposed to be some shit came out. The candles are actually supposed to be like kind of bad for you or something.
I think it's the smoke.
Yeah, well, there you go. Lung
What are
flux,
the.
baby. I'm
Oh,
fixing
look.
all that.
You can do an infuser and you can take the herbal stuff and make it tea.
Yeah, I actually have my uncle. I think I've talked about it. Yeah, my
Yeah.
uncle who makes teas around the wintertime every
Yeah,
Remember they were asking me for weed last year?
it's like a put weed in their tea. Yeah.
I actually just handed the little package over to him because I was like, hey, throw this in the tea today. We're all about
Sweepy D.
flexing, yeah.
Nice. Ooh. I kind of started drifting without you. I'm sorry. I
No,
went
that's
to
fine.
Spring Healing Bath Bomb.
Oh, you went to the bath bombs.
Yeah, I went to the bath bomb, which has a blend of rose and Leng Leng, which is like a
Ylang-ylang essential
that.
oil.
I like that stuff. I
Eucalyptus
had
essential oil and mica. Why mica powder?
color. It's just the color. It probably, I mean, it also has like, citric acid, sodium bicarbonate, which is just baking soda.
Yeah,
So
to
it'll
make a
actually
fizz.
fizzy. Yeah. And the mica powder is just the coloring to it. So it does it colorfully. So did you get a bundle?
No, I just got one of the I just got the herbal blend, the Lung
Okay.
Flux, just the herbal blend. I got like a, I think I paid, it was on sales and I paid like $7. I think I got the half ounce of it.
Nice.
Yeah, for it's normally $10 before any sales, so not too expensive. But yeah, I'm gonna start mixing this in with my weed and making tea out of it and see if it helps me with my fucking phlegm problem.
Nice. Then you won't have to worry about coughing up everything.
Which is really it's gotten really, really bad as of late. Since the last time that I got super fucking sick and couldn't do the podcast, that's all that sickness was. By the way, side tangent.
Yeah.
Remember the disease you were warned about that's hitting children called RSV?
Yeah, did you have RSV?
I don't know. I'm not confirmed,
Okay.
but I'm pretty sure that's what it was because I was fucked
It
up for a full
is
week.
spreading.
Yeah, and also one, I for a while I thought you couldn't get it because it was only a kid thing, but
It's
apparently
not.
you can.
It's
And
just not
then
as common.
I had a guy that I gave an Uber ride to tell me that his like 4 month old got it. And that and this is how I deemed that I might have had it because the whole time I was just like, this isn't the flu and this isn't COVID because I'm not actually sick symptoms. All I am is super dizzy and I'm vomiting liters and gallons of just phlegm, phlegm, phlegm. And what he told me happened to his baby is that they had to like have him in like an incubator type of thing with like a little hose, just literally nonstop sucking out gallons of phlegm from this poor baby.
Oh,
And I was just
honey.
like, oh, so it's like all phlegm to the point where like it's just all con and he's like, yeah, and that's exactly what. So I think I had RSV.
Yeah. You might have. So apparently RSV has been around for quite a while. It's just because the kids have not had any sort of sickness because they've been wearing masks for the last 2 years
Or not in contact with
or
anyone.
not in contact. They are all getting it because their immune systems are crap. Because which I'm not saying that it was wrong to wear masks. I'm not saying that. But like most countries, the reason like countries that wear masks when they get sick, they're wearing masks if they're the one sick and they have to go out. They also have like better sick pay so that people can actually stay home when they're sick, which is nice, and work from home kind of thing so that less people go
I'm
out.
still wearing masks on the
Yeah.
daily.
No, yeah. But
You know, like I
because of that, like the
also
mask.
Rona's back in full
Oh yeah.
force.
Oh yeah. I mean, I got it.
Rona's like ripping people apart again right now, I hear.
They're the White House is talking about sending out more free tests. And it's oh, we've been talking and ranting. I was gonna show you about pee-pee.
About pee,
Yeah,
what?
pee-pee.
Like urine?
No.
What's pee pee?
I don't know if we can do it in 10 minutes.
Just tell me and then we'll figure it out.
It's a cow pattern. It's not. It's a stuffed animal thing. I put him in there.
Let me check out pee
The one
pee.
I put in there is a cow pattern.
Where'd you put him?
Like last week.
Oh, okay. That...
So above the Zoom from last week.
What is this? It's like
It's
a
pee-pee.
four-legged Furby.
It's pee-pee. He doesn't talk.
He This is a four-legged Furby. Fuck off.
He doesn't talk. As all I said, I didn't say he wasn't a Furby. I just said he doesn't talk.
Yeah, in an argumentative way, as if to say he can't be a Furby because he
I
doesn't talk.
no, I was just happy
He
that he
could
doesn't.
be
I'm
like
just happy that he
he
doesn't
could be
talk.
like a traitorous Kirby that the government like cut out his tongue so he couldn't speak anymore, like in the Hunger Games.
Do you want
I'm
me to tell
obsessed
you? Do
still,
you
by
want
the
me to
way.
read Pee-Pee's description?
Yes.
Okay, so Pee-Pee, this one's cow pattern. There are different pattern ones.
So okay, so there's
Not
a
just cow pattern.
there's a
This
plethora
one,
of peepees.
there's a plethora. There's also mini Pee-Pees.
I bet there are.
So, micro. So, the description starts. After committing a dangerous and disrespectful crime,
What
Pee-Pee
did
Pee-Pee is out on bail and ready to come to your home. His strength is grass eating.
you
His
bats?
wisdom is accounting. His psychic is missing time. His weakness is a probe. And his birthday is June 29th. It says this is a collectible artwork and not a toy. Do not give to children under 12 or pets. Every peepee will differ slightly in appearance, and the pattern will be slightly different, as it is your peepee's face might be aligned slightly more or less off center. It's okay because it's very cute. Peepee is about 6 inches from beak to butt. But there are like just a whole bunch of different ones.
He sold out, just so you know. You
No, the
cannot
cow one is
this
sold out.
this cow peepee is currently not available.
There is a
Oh,
reverse peepee.
some of these peepees are cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait,
There's
no,
like
wait,
a
hold on.
Minecraft one, which is kind of cool.
But they're not, some of them are different shit. There's like a house one and like a
Some of
weird
them aren't
bird.
peepees. Some of these
Oh.
aren't peepees. You got to make sure. Should I do filters over here?
Oh, is the like the block one? Is that the Minecraft peepee?
Yeah, that's the Minecraft peepee.
Oh, he's cute. I don't know if
Where's.
I don't know if I hate this or if I love
Okay,
this.
did you see the inverted one
Would
that's
you see
like the
the
cow one that's
fucking
blue?
fly ass clothes they have on here? Like these fucking color block hoodies? Hold
Yeah.
on.
Wait.
$55?
Wait,
It's not even like crazy overpriced.
I want to tell you about inverted peepee.
Okay, tell me about inverted peepee.
So
I'm more
it's
I
inverted cow. His description says after committing a respectful and kind good deed, Yippee is ready to have a good time and take you on vacation.
Okay, well I'm over here looking at mega peepee. So this peepee grew pretty big. I'm honestly not sure why. Our research is inconclusive. Even after dissecting around seven of them at this point, maybe
They
you can figure it out. It's a giant cow pattern peepee.
have just patches too, by the way.
Bro,
And they have
okay.
like specialty bags for your peepees.
I have moved far beyond the peepee and just onto item label as a whole, because they
Yeah.
have some fucking fly ass clothing and like little side bags, which you know are my thing. I think I'm gonna be giving these people some money if I'm being
There you
real
go.
with you.
These people have a Discord server.
I can't with peepee.
Nah, you love him.
Do you like peepee? Would you cop a peepee?
No.
No?
No.
I'm gonna get you a peepee for Christmas.
I hate you. Can you
Yeah.
get me Yeepy at least?
I don't know.
You're not gonna get me in the inverted one that at least did a good and a respectful, it did a kind and respectable good deed.
I don't know. Do you think you deserve him?
I'm surrounded still by dogs, so I obviously attract goodness.
Oh, his name is Y Peep, not Yeepy. I'm looking at
Would there
him right
need to be
now.
another
It's
E in order for me to pronounce that yeepy?
yep.
That's stupid. I'm
Inverted.
gonna pronounce
His
it
name
yeepy.
is Inverted Cowpie or Y Peep.
No.
E Peep.
They have accessories. They have bags.
And that's what I said. I said they have cool bags for
They have a
the yeep for
chicken.
the peepees.
They have a chicken nugget keychain. I love this so much.
Okay, you need to go back to doing, if we're gonna do stuff like this, you need to go back to doing the link dump on the episodes because
so
people
people
need
can
to
get
find
yeepy.
this so they can know, so they can see
Okay,
what he looks like. We're
I
literally
will
just,
add this one.
it's like a weird, it's like, okay, so take a, literally, it's a Furby, y'all. Like the same weird beaked face and pointy cat ears of a Furby, but give it like tilt it. So you know how a Furby is like basically standing upright? So give it another, like give it arms and then put it on all fours like a dog.
No. It's two balls stuck together.
But it's the same face. It's like if you
You're
attach,
right. You're right. It is a
okay, hold, okay.
Phoebe.
All
It,
right. It's
okay.
if you attach the thorax to a Furby and
Yeah.
oh, that's very, it's like an insect Furby. It's like an insect Furby.
This is a Yeti one. They all have different stats, by the way.
I know the Yeti, the first, the one that I like is the second one on the page, the gray fuzzy peepee.
Yeah.
Freezer burn pee, I believe is his name. He's
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
cool.
He's cute. I like
But
the purple, like lamb one too.
yeah.
Mistake peepee.
That's so fucked up.
The factory made this guy by accident. Get rid of it. Oh,
Oh, that's pretty much gonna
I have
do
to
it
get him.
for
He's a
us here.
Virgo.
Oh.
His strength is none, his wisdom's none, his psychic is none, his weakness is all, and his birthday is September 12th.
That's a useless ass peepee. Do not get that peepee.
But he's a
That's
Virgo.
gonna do it for us here on the podcast.
There's a
Thank
gold
you so
one.
much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osk or on Item Label Hunting Down Peepees. If you want to find Shen on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Share the show with a friend. We will see you guys next time. My name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Bye.
Bye.